Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting third. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Russ Sullivan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alfied Roth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Strickland applying the tag. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dropo moves to second. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dropo moves to third. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg takes first base on ball four. Del Singh moves to second. Alfied Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland throws to second for one, and Avila throws to first, and Easter drops the ball. Dropo scores. Del Singh scores. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Groth reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fiedroff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Del Singh hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Fiedroff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiedroff is 0-for-1 in the game. Fiedroff hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-1 in the game. Easter strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fiedroff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Keene steals second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fiedroff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fiedroff fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ginsburg is walked intentionally. Al Fiedroff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiedroff is 0-for-2 in the game. Fiedroff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers too. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Simpson moves to second. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Cliff Mapes pinch hits for Ted Gray. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Mapes moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill White now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Avila moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Bill Glenn pinch runs for Luke Easter. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Avila scores. Glenn moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen is walked intentionally. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ginsburg. Glenn scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rosen moves to third. Simpson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fiedroff misplays the ball. That's an error on Fiedroff. Rosen scores. Simpson scores. Hegan moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-2, Indians. Dave Madison now pitching. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan scores. Strickland moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-2, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fiedroff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Steve Gromek now pitching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Indians. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Al Fiedroff. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hop pinch hits for Dave Madison. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Johnny Pesky now playing second base. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive towards first. Dropo catches it and steps on first to double up Avila. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.